Please be seated. This is a Shriner's Fez. This belonged to my great-grandfather. I think it's been about over 50 years since anyone, if I took it back off again, has been put on any head. He was very proud part of the shrine there in North Carolina. Now, two things come to mind when I think about the shrine. And one has to do with a song by Ray Stevens. You know, here they came down Main Street, drums a-flailing and sirens a-wailing, what a roar. Bands are playing, flags are waving, vanguards in motorcycle corps. It's a glorious mess, everybody wears a fez. The parade stretches out for a mile. It's a typical American phenomenon where all the members of the final time, it's the 43rd annual convention of the Grand Mystic Royal Order of the Nobles of the Ali Baba Temple of the Shrine. And some of you may even remember that song from, novelty song from back in the day, and that is one image. But also, there's an image that I remember from the commercials for the Shriners Hospital, Children's Hospital. Do a lot of work with that. This says that no man stands so tall as when he stoops to help a child. And again, a lot of maybe a little shenanigans, a little bit of a slightly rowdy fun with the Shriners, but also a lot of that good work being done. And that quote about stooping, a man stands so tall as when he stoops to help a child. And that's what we have here in our lesson today, our lessons today. We get two, at first different, but complementary pictures of Jesus Christ. We begin with his triumphal entry into the city, one that we will mark on Palm Sunday a few weeks from now. And for those that understood the symbolism, it meant something. For the Roman officers, they're watching. This looks interesting. Where's my sword? Yep, it's here. It's over. Must be some little local phenomena. Let's get on with the next thing. But for those that knew, the symbolism that was there was very powerful, and they got it. Entry of a king. That evening, as they're gathered, Jesus has his long prayer for the people, which is ultimately a prayer for us. And he will speak for them. And it begins with the foot washing, one of the humblest tasks that could be done. Now, I'll be doing, not with feet, but with hands, I'll be doing a demonstration with the youngsters at the 11 o'clock service up there. I actually know the church that on their Monday, Thursday service, they had a hand washing. Because for us, our feet, we got socks, stockings, shoes, they're covered. Our hands are the ones that are uncovered, and it's the difference since 2020, we're using a lot of that hand sanitizer. We're more aware of that. For those days, pretty much everybody was barefoot, and it was dirty and grimy. I remember as a child, the big treat it was to go barefoot in the summer. The kids really don't go barefoot like they used to, but I can remember doing that. It was after the last cold snap, I was allowed to go barefoot. But then I also remember how dirty my feet could get, and parents trying to scrub to get them clean, and your feet's very sensitive, and so you start laughing. But anyway, just imagine that, but at a whole nother level. And so washing the feet was that lowliest job. Maybe you've seen something like Downton Abbey, where you have the servants, but there is a pecking order among the servants. And you would not ask the lady's maid to do something that a scullery maid would do. It's like, I've got my dignity, I've got my standards. I'm a butler, I don't do what the hall boy does. I tell the hall boy to do these tasks. And so not only was this a servant's job, this was for the one at the lowest rank. The scullery maid, as it just comes to my mind, or the hall boy, the lowest rank. And he does that for all of them first. We see a leader willing to serve. We have the examples today, Habitat for Humanity. Many folks will give of their time in that service. Recently, at the funeral of President Jimmy Carter, probably the most famous Habitat for Humanity volunteer, along with his wife, Rosalind, and the work that they would do with that, and put great passion into what he was doing. Not only that, but their church, Maranatha Baptist, had a rotation of church members to cut the grass and to clean the bathrooms. And when it was the Carter's turn, they did that. And they had a, while I was down there at the museum, at the Plains Museum, and you had a film of him on his riding lawnmower out there mowing the grass. And my, of course, my mother said, "You mean those Secret Service agents just watch Mrs. Carter as she's washing the back, cleaning out the bathrooms?" That kind of bothered her. She thought they ought to be down there helping her too, you know. But anyway, again, not too good to do that. Doctors Without Borders, those that will go in and serve. There are people that will go in and give of their time. I knew someone from years back. He lives over in Arlington. He is an orthodontist. And regularly, their church is partnered with an orphanage in Ethiopia. And so every year, he's going over there and spending some of his time doing the dental work for them. A friend serves through, had served for some time with the International Justice Mission down in Guatemala as a lawyer working in defense of children. And they actually, in the courts, it has to be Guatemalan lawyers, but they can be assisted by Americans, and spent several years doing that. Dan Cathy is known for the culture they've created at Chick-fil-A. And we all know if you go there, it's just a different world versus some of our other fast food establishments. One speaker shared a story of a college president. It was a small college. And the students, just a hijinks, had done some, hazing somebody or just as a hijink, he basically made a big mess in a common area. And the question was, well, who's going to clean it up? Because I didn't do it. And it's before the days of the security cameras where you could find out who did it. And it's like, so do you ask the staff? Well, the college president himself went out there and started to clean. And then student after student, well, I didn't do it, but if he's going to be working, I'll go help him. And so got them in together. But he's the one that set that example by doing that. Jesus was willing to serve, and then he prayed for his people. And that is that sets the tone for everything. Where does that mean for us? What are the applications for us? I think of mentoring in the workplace. Seeing how one can support and encourage. I've shared before about a friend, his age, he now sees himself as more of that mentor for the younger guys in his company. The older teacher who takes the time to give the younger teacher a few tricks of the trade. Mentoring someone in the workplace. Acts of service in daily life. Doing that favor for someone. An actor shared of his younger days, he came from a family has some challenges. And he's actually said for one Christmas, several weeks before, we secretly drew names and basically did the secret pal thing for the family. Try not to be found out. And then Christmas Day, that was your gift, was to find out who had been your secret pal during the time. Who maybe had made up a bed or had done a task for you when you were not looking. And then, of course, we have the mission projects. There are the big ones that we see, the Habitat for Humanity bills, but also the small events, the work of setting things up for a garage sale, which is coming up in about a month, 6 weeks. Anyway, it's coming up. Something for that, the quiet behind-the-scenes events and the work that goes with that. Today we have been set a stage. A great adventure has begun, a journey. And yes, we have that example, the Shriners Convention. No man stands so tall as when he stoops to help a child. And we have here with our parade with Jesus, it begins with an act of service. Jesus will begin here a long prayer for his disciples, and we'll be looking at it over the weeks, the things he prays for them. And ultimately, remember, he is praying for all of us gathered here. Jesus says, I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed. If you can, in Jesus' name, amen. Now I invite you to stand and sing hymn number 216, Beneath the Cross of Jesus.